Job chapter 17. My breath is corrupt, my days are extinct, the graves are ready for me. Are there not mockers with me, and does not my eye continue in their provocation? Lay down now, put me in a surety with you. Who is he that will strike hands with me? For you have hidden their heart from understanding, therefore shall you not exalt them. He that speaks flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. He has made me also a byword of the people, and to my face I was as a spittoon. My eye also is dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. But as for you all, do you return and come now, for I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day, the light is short because of darkness. If I wait, the grave is my house, I have made my bed in the darkness. I have said to corruption, you are my father, to the worm, you are my mother, and my sister. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit, when our rest together is in the dust. Job chapter 18. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, how long will it be before you make an end of words? Understand, and afterward we will speak. Why are we counted as beasts and reputed as vile in your sight? He tears himself in his anger. Shall the earth be forsaken for you, and shall the rock be removed out of his place? Yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be distressed, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks upon a snare. The snare shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His strength shall be extremely hungry, and destruction shall be ready at his side. It shall devour the strength of his skin, even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors. It shall dwell in his tabernacle, because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day, as they that went before were frightened. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knows not God. Job chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, how long will you afflict my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have you reproached me. You are not ashamed that you make yourselves strange to me. And be it indeed that I have erred, my error remains with myself. If indeed you will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach. Know now that God has overthrown me and has compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He has fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my paths. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and my hope has he removed like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me to him as one of his enemies. His troops come together and raise up their way against me and encamp and encamp round about my tabernacle. He has put my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are truly estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in my house and my maids count me as a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body. Yes, young children despised me. I arose and they spoke against me. All my close friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone clings to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O you my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you persecute me as God does, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were engraved with an iron pen, and laid in the rock for ever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But you should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? Be you afraid of the sword, for wrath brings the punishments of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment. Job chapter 20. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite, and said, therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the correction of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Know you not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment? Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds, yet he shall perish for ever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yes, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hand shall restore their goods. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness is sweet in his mouth, though he hides it under his tongue, though he spares it and forsakes it not, but keeps it still within his mouth, yet his food in his bowels is turned, it is the gall of asps within him. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps. The viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which he laboured for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance shall the restitution be, and he shall not rejoice therein. Because he has oppressed and has forsaken the poor, because he has violently taken away a house which he built not. Surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly, he shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his meat be left, therefore shall no man look for his goods. In the fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in distress, every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of steel shall strike him through. It is drawn and comes out of the body, yes. The glittering sword comes out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be hidden in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed to him by God. Job chapter 21. But Job answered and said, Hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolations. Bear with me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man? And if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Look at me, and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember, I am afraid, and trembling takes hold on my flesh. Why do the wicked live, become old? Yes, are mighty in power. Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull breeds and fails not, their cow calves and miscarries not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the tambourine and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say to God, "Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways." What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray to him? Lo, their God is not in their hand, the counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the candle of the wicked put out, and how often comes their destruction upon them? God distributes sorrows in his anger. They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carries away. God lays up his iniquity for his children, he rewards him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure has he in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? Shall anyone teach God knowledge, seeing he judges those that are high? One dies in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dies in the bitterness of his soul, and never eats with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. For you say, "Where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked?" Have you not asked them that go by the way? And do you not know their signs, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction? They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face? And who shall repay him for what he has done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet to him, and every man shall draw after him, as there were innumerable before him. How then comfort you me in vain, seeing in your answers there remains falsehood? Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a man be profitable to God, as he that is wise may be profitable to himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous, or is it gain to him that you make your ways perfect? Will he reprove you for fear of you? Will he enter with you into judgment? Is not your wickedness great, and your iniquities infinite? For you have taken a pledge from your brother for nothing, and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have not given water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he hath the earth, and the honourable man dwelt in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have become broken. Therefore snares are round about you, and sudden fear troubles you, or darkness that you cannot see, and the abundance of waters covers you. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And you say, how does God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he sees not, and he walks in the circle of heaven. Have you marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflowed with a flood, which said to God, 'Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them?' Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumes. Acquaint now yourself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come to you. Receive, I pray you, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. Then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty shall be your defence, and you shall have plenty of silver. For then shall you have your delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up your face to God. You shall make your prayer to him, and he shall hear you, and you shall pay your vows. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. When men are cast down, then you shall say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of your hands. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter, my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say to me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered for ever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he does work, but I cannot behold him, he hides himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, even that he does. For he performs the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence when I consider I am afraid of him. For God makes my heart soft, and the Almighty troubles me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither has he covered the darkness from my face. Job chapter 24. Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know him not see his days? Some remove the landmarks, they violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth hide themselves together. Behold, as wild donkeys in the desert, go they forth to their work, rising early for a prey. The wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They reap every one his corn in the field, and they glean the vineyard of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and embrace the rock for want of a shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge from the poor. They cause him to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaf from the hungry, which make oil within their walls, and tread their winepresses, and suffer thirst. Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded cries out, yet God lays not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor remain in the paths thereof. The murderer rising with the light kills the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguises his face. In the dark they dug through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one knows them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters, their portion is cursed in the earth, he beholds not the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters, so does the grave those which have sinned. The womb shall forget him, the worm shall feed sweetly on him, he shall be no more remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. He evilly feeds upon the barren that bear not, and does not good to the widow. He draws also the mighty with his power, he rises up, and no man is sure of life. Though it is given to him to be in safety, whereon he rests, yet his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it is not so now, who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing worth? Job chapter 25. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, Dominion and fear are with him. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number of his armies, and upon whom does not his light arise? How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even to the moon, and it shines not, yes, the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man than that is a worm? And the sun of man, which is a worm. Job chapter 26. But Job answered and said, How have you helped him that is without power? How save you the arm that has no strength? How have you counselled him that has no wisdom? And how have you plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom have you uttered words? And whose spirit came from you? Dead things are formed from under the waters and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. He stretches out the north over the empty place, and hangs the earth upon nothing. He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not broken under them. He holds back the face of his throne, and spreads his cloud upon it. He has compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divides the city with his power, and by his understanding he smites through the proud. By his spirit he has garnished the heavens, his hand has formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power who can understand? Job chapter 27. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, As God lives, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who has grieved my soul? All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you till I die, I will not remove my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let my enemy be as the wicked, and he that rises up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he has gained, when God takes away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God, that which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. Behold, all you yourselves have seen it. Why then are you thus altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive from the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heaps up silver as the dust, and prepares clothing as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He builds his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper makes. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He opens his eyes, and he is not. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest steals him away in the night. The east wind carries him away, and he departs, and as a storm hurls him out of his place. For God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would hurriedly flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him, and shall hiss him out of his place. Job chapter 28. Surely There is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they refine it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He sets an end to darkness and searches out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaks out from the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up, they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the vulture's eye has not seen. The lion's young have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He puts forth his hand upon the rock, he overturns the mountains by the roots. He cuts out rivers among the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He binds the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hidden brings he forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man knows not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth said, it is not in me, and the sea said, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx, or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. From where then comes wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hidden from the eyes of all living, and kept concealed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understands the way thereof, and he knows the place thereof, for he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven, to make the weight for the winds, and he weighs the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder. Then did he see it and declare it, he prepared it, yes, and searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Job chapter 29. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue clung to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not I searched out. And I broke the jaws of the wicked, and plucked the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spoke not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. I chose out their way, and sat as chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforts the mourners. Job chapter 30. But now, they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yes, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age has perished? For want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time desolate and waste, who cut up mallows by the bushes and juniper roots for their food. They were driven forth from among men, they cried after them as after a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valleys, in caves of the earth and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yes, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now am I their song? Yes, I am their byword. They abhor me, they flee far from me, and spare not to spit in my face. Because he has loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth, they push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path, they set forward my calamity, they have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters, in the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors are turned on me, they pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passes away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me, the days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It binds me about as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry to you, and you do not hear me. I stand up, and you regard me not. You have become cruel to me. With your strong hand you oppose yourself against me. You lift me up to the wind, you cause me to ride upon it, and dissolve my substance. For I know that you will bring me to death, and to the house appointed for all living. However, he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my poor soul grieved for the poor? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came unto me, and when I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction confronted me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up, and I cried in the congregation. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep.